8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey everybody! Today we are going to be doing podcast number 51, and I'm going to actually start it with a question, because we've been asked this a million times. And
that's funny, Jen, because I know a song about that.
What is it?
Well, you see, the podcast viewers will realize that we've been away for almost 60 days, but now we've come back like a missing alien. It's podcast 51.
That's good. That actually pertains to my question.
That's amazing.
What is the question, Jen?
We get asked all the time, are there aliens? And if not, what are they?
Well, I'm looking at one right now, actually. With your blue hair, it kind of helps to project that image, okay?
So I thought that would be a great topic since it's podcast number 51.
Yes. Well, then, let's have some fun. And we will visit Area 51, that is in Roswell, New Mexico.
Yay, okay.
And we'll uncover the myth, we'll bust the myth, or enjoy it, either way.
So, what are we going to discuss first?
Well, you asked if they were aliens.
Yes.
Yes, the answer is yes, there are aliens, and it's us.
That's right.
I don't mean just you, me, and Chris. Although sometimes
we are pretty strange.
Sometimes we're definitely different, right? We think different, live different. And anyway, the Bible says we are not of this world.
Yes.
Hey, we can use that to prove the earth is not flat. There you go. Another truth in there. A world is a round object out in the sky that God made for things to be made on, right? Out in the cosmos. And there is a world called heaven out there. And it's a spiritual world where we all came from. So, and there's beings there that would look like something you would call an alien. But honestly, it says we here on the earth who are believers in Jesus Christ, we are not of this world. That means we're from another place out in space.
Yes.
So we are the true aliens. However, there are many people who believe in them and have been looking for them a long time.
Yes.
I remember when I was speaking in Canada, and this woman, they could come up and ask me a question at the table. We don't do that anymore. But they came to the cards table, and someone bent over and they said, could you tell me where the aliens are? I have been looking for them for 20 years. And my answer to her was, you're licking it. Why? That would be me. Well, just to put it out there for everybody to know, there are no other aliens, okay? There's no lost race that God started with and left them, abandoned them on a planet out there somewhere.
He didn't practice on other planets.
He didn't practice on making, but we were it. We're it, okay? There are spiritual beings that he also made.
Yes, and some of those could look like aliens.
And some of them actually.
And the hosts are very weird.
Yes, you're right. There are spiritual beings that look like they could be. They have 8 eyes, 16 eyes. They have 3 arms instead of 2. When God made creation, I'm talking about the spiritual creation, like the tribes of angels and the creatures that live in heaven, he was very diversified, I guess you could say. He made all kinds and types of things that people, if they saw one appear, they would think it was. But in reality, there's no other life living on another planet out there, and we're not about to be attacked by them. So there's spiritual beings, and there's us, the flesh beings. And so, and remember, though, that if you're a believer, you are an alien. So you can have a shirt that says, I'm an alien, I'm not of this world. But I want to talk about a place that does exist, actually called Area 51.
Yeah. And where is that at?
That's in Roswell, New Mexico,
which
is a tourist attraction, hoping they will spot an alien and they won't be disappointed. Because almost everybody who works in a service type business, like a restaurant or something else, dress as aliens. They actually hire people because they look good in alien outfit. So if you ever wanted to be one, move to Roswell, New Mexico, where it's 110 degrees on a good day. And they have what they consider the only true UFO crash site that you can pay a lot of money and fly a helicopter over to see it out in the desert. But they have based their entire city, which was a nowhere town until that happened. I'm not sure when that whole thing happened, or they're saying it happened. But there are tour buses that take you out to other alien sites. Every business, restaurants, for instance,
yeah,
McDonald's.
They have a lot of like souvenir shops. And
oh, souvenirs. Oh, everything's a souvenir shop. Going to McDonald's and buy souvenirs. When they built the McDonald's in Roswell, they actually made it a crash site.
Oh,
and
my
they
gosh.
Built a UFO.
I'm going to have to Google that so I can go
this
see
is like
it.
It's like a 10-foot around UFO, and they have it stuck into the top of McDonald's on purpose. And so
just want to go there now.
You can go there and drive down every street and see any kind of alien. The aliens sell everything from tractor equipment, because remember, you're in the desert, right? camping supplies. People camp out in parts of the desert hoping they'll sight a UFO. So it's just crazy. It's like crazy gone good, because
all the churches have special like pulpits shaped.
Oh, I'm sure
salt.
Even probably some of the churches play a little bit on that, a little bit. But you see aliens standing on corners. Listen to this. They have huge alien conventions in this little tiny town. And people come from everywhere because it's where the aliens crashed. I keep making jokes and tell people they went to New Mexico because they have good tacos. And they had never had that type of food before. Now, this is a made-up story. This is not the truth. But in my mind, I like to tell people they went to New Mexico because of the tacos.
Did they arrive on a Tuesday? Which you
if
don't
they did,
get that.
Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, you did get it. She got it.
But can you, people think that
look
Disney.
Look at the date now. See if the date was Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
People go to Disney World. It costs a lot of money. And, of course, now they have actually, you know, all of Star Wars.
Yes.
It's amazing. But think about Roswell, this little tiny dinky town that's on flat land as far as you can see. And now they haven't changed much, really, except they've added aliens onto everything. Every street corner, the vendors are aliens.
Alien postcards.
They sell food from UFOs that they have built themselves.
UFO food trucks.
You go into the coffee shops and all you hear are the sightings.
Oh, my God.
People have their own story of the sightings they've experienced. Or they've been interrogated by aliens, which that is not true either. So anyway, it's just a wild place. It's just absolutely wild. No matter where you drive, you see every kind of UFO, rockets, whatever. And it's just craziness. And there is like this 20-foot wall built around this protected area that goes for miles where the crash site supposedly is. You can take tour bus rides in the city. The city's not like New York, okay, it's not even like Jacksonville. Maybe it has like 500 buildings total that include everyone who lives there and everything. So you take tour bus rides, or you can take the helicopter flight to fly over the crash site. And they have, I'm not kidding, they have got these gift shops everywhere. Of every kind of t-shirt, gizmo you can take back home with you, on every kind of a backpack, anything you think of, there's aliens on it. And a lot of them use the typical green Martian head, you know, with one eye. But then everyone else has come up with all kinds of things. You can actually buy alien costumes, I guess.
Oh my
I don't
gosh,
know.
That's so funny.
They put on marches, not a march. Let's not even use that word right now. They put on parades, like with the aliens and stuff. It's crazy. It's just harmless fun. And so here's Area 51. We could call it harmless fun. But it's all about the cosmos and life out there coming here. And so this is going to be our main subject today, because sometimes it gets really heavy, you know, or profound with heaven, with the spirit realm, even ruling, you know. But, you know, part of heaven
okay,
probably
I
looks like
I did some
like
research
there.
On the internet whilst you guys were talking. And you know what I know the craziest thing, Jen? That the new newspaper article for the Roswell incident in 1947 came out on July the 8th, which was a Tuesday.
No way!
So it was Taco Tuesday.
They were showing up for tacos.
But if you want to be religiously correct about it, because you've got to be with aliens, is that it would have happened the day before, so that would have been the 7th. But if they landed the day before, they could have made their way to Taco Bell.
What, landed was safely. There Taco Bells back then?
You know, maybe there was a time change difference between Mars and here, because, you know, there's 26 hours in a day, all that kind of stuff. So they came in and they went to Taco Bell on or wherever, a good place.
Oh my gosh, that is
And
too funny.
Even in the scientific community, they have been looking for life out there in the cosmos.
Forever.
Forever and ever. I'm sure even Galileo was hoping he'd see some little zipping light across the sky somewhere.
Well, Taco Bell is everywhere.
Yeah,
it is everywhere.
Sorry.
You know? Hey, and it's supposed to be Southwest, right? Southwestern. So, anyway, it's fun to laugh about, but you will laugh if you ever go there. Make sure you got your camera ready and recorders. You can interview aliens who are posing as aliens. It's just kind of craziness. Crazy fun. And so, since 1947 is when they officially, I guess, the crash was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
And they even have got somewhere body parts of aliens probably for sale. They're probably fake ones, I'm sure.
Oh my gosh.
There aren't any body parts of aliens, but you know, they're going to mark whatever they can with that theme. So the whole town has been turned into the alien base of the universe, I guess, of the cosmos. And if you watch the Thor movie, Roswell, that one little place where they had their little everybody's going to go watch Thor now.
I know.
Yes,
that was filmed in Roswell.
We watched Thor because it is a true fantasy. There is no Thor. Not going the whole the mythological thing, the mythological gods. They're not real. But Thor has a good what do you call that when
good moral.
A moral. It has a good moral to it.
I was going to say good hammer. It's like you're pointing with your arm trying to hit a hammer. I was like,
let's not get off the... We're going to get...
It has a good moral story.
It does, because it shows that you can't be full of yourself
and become something prideful,
right? And he learned that lesson. But the little town where they showed the whole thing going on, where they had their little base where the girl would track every night trying to find stuff. That little hotel building, or whatever that is actually filmed in Roswell, New Mexico.
Oh, my gosh. Now I want to go there.
The big kind of little epic battle is
road
there.
Trip!
Little epic battle. Oh, it definitely would be a road trip for people if you've not ever been any place like that. It is hilarious. And I'm not kidding. You know, you drive around hoping you'll find, like, a Chick-fil-A somewhere. But it's not like that in Roswell. There are alien stuff everywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm sure if Chick-fil-A is there... They have one probably serving at the takeout window.
So how would you explain to someone who swears up and down that they were abducted by aliens?
I think they ate something wrong for dinner. That's what I think. Well, you know, this whole thought about life out there having been around, you know, there is, because anything that comes from heaven... Or in the spirit realm, some of those images have been seen, have been seen. And like I said before, I literally had someone come up and talk to me about one that appeared outside their window in their second story house. And they thought it was an alien. It was a host. It was one of the hosts of heaven. Like I told you, they have some have eight eyes, some have bands with eyes in them all around them. And they actually had given them a word from God that was actually a literal true word. But they were so freaked out thinking they were an alien, they didn't want to take that for as truth. So I'm not saying there's not strange things out there, but I'm saying there is no other civilizations out there. There are people who actually form whole entire, not a club, beyond that. I remember we used to have the Flintstone
organizations.
So can I ask a strange question about some of the hosts then, Kat? Can I ask a quick question?
Yes.
So say, because you said angels are in tribes or groupings of tribes. So what is one of the most unusual looking tribes that you've seen which would not maybe enter into our natural minds as they would look like that? Because there must be, because my imagination probably hasn't thought it up yet. So what would some of them look like which surprised you or looked a little bit odd but may be interesting for people to hear of or something?
There's a whole tribe of the hosts that are sent out as scouts. And because there is a military in heaven, and the host, H-O-S-T-S, is heaven's army. It's another word for heaven's army. The hosts are the army. Okay, they're still part of the angelic tribes, but they don't call themselves angels. They're the host. And so they're the strangest ones. They're the fiercest looking ones because they literally fight Satan's armies, which are spiritual, wicked, evil things, you know, fallen angels and whatever. And so they have to be fierce looking. So the scouts are sent out. Now I can say this. God knows everything all at the same time everywhere. But he loves to use the military. Like we have a military. He has one. We have scouts. They have scouts to send them to areas where different things are going on that the enemy's planning, and they're spying on the enemy's camp. And these beings have one big eye in the front of their head, and they have one big eye in the back of their head. And they disguise themselves in the clouds, and they cannot tell. The enemy's army is not real intelligent. Something happened when they were kicked out of heaven. I think the lightning bolt seared part of their brain. But literally, I'm serious, they're not as smart as heaven's army. And so they cannot discern or tell that this is not just a cloud. And so they'll get in the cloud and sit there. And they literally, as they're watching the enemy's activities, it's sent automatically back up into headquarters in heaven. And not that they don't already know, but I'm just telling you, God loves to reason together. He loves to plan things together. And he made them for this purpose. So they have scouts. Okay, they have transports that bring the angel down to earth. They also are a little strange looking. But I have to say the scouts are one of the strangest beings.
Yeah, and their big eye is like recording everything.
Their eye is the recording device. Yeah. And actually, we have a picture of one.
We do.
That was taken out somewhere. I think it was Kansas somewhere or something that we got that picture.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Of Scout, and you literally can see in the one big eye the recording device. Is this weird? I know. I hope it weirds you out as if you were thinking about an alien. But these things are real.
Yeah.
And they belong to God. These things belong to God. And man, in their own head, they know there's something out there that they're not seeing. Or they're not hearing. And that's why they keep looking. Because people have encounters, even spiritual encounters. And some people think they saw aliens when they didn't. And that could be on the other side.
That's why you should always test the spirits.
If one comes up and says something to you. It could float up. It could fly up. It could, you know, it could come in pieces and put itself together in front of you.
Yeah.
And God has some that do that. They're in many pieces. And all of a sudden they'll come together really quick. Then they'll shred the enemy's camp, and their name is Shredder. And I think I talked about that one other time.
Yeah, you did.
But there is now created in the earth, and the enemy, Satan, does it for distraction or to get you either deceived or off your path that God has you on. So he speaks to people to start these whole followings, and they become mass followings. And it's like wasting your time looking for these things or believing in stuff that is not real. They have a whole group out there right now, going back to the UFOs, that are saying that there's robotic beings underground in airports, which is not true, that are going to be attacking us.
I haven't heard this one.
Which is not true. So let's say some prophet person in India gets this thing and probably had an encounter with the enemy to believe it. Now, encounters happen and they're real, whether you have them with Satan or you have them with the other side. When you have a true encounter, that doesn't always make it true. And so this has started now, this whole following that these things are real, really true, and there's hidden UFOs with robotic demons, which doesn't even make sense because that couldn't even happen, okay? A demon has to have a soul because that's not a robot.
And Satan can't create anything,
He can't create anything new.
He's
stuck
with what he's
done. But that's a distraction, like the flat earth is a distraction. You give your life for that thing and pursue it always when you could have been doing something actual, viable for God or to do something for the kingdom. But people get stuck in these groups or these followings and they get pulled off the path that God put them on. So don't fall for that deception. It's okay to make fun about aliens and laugh and talk about people from Mars and stuff like that. But they don't really exist. But for us, and Area 51 in Roswell, New Mexico. I'm sure they're very happy that people believe that they exist, and that's how they run their whole life, and their whole town is run by that. So if you get a chance to see Thor, look for the little town that this whole movie is based in. That is a real town, Roswell, New Mexico. What better place to do a movie about a fantasy than a place where they claim aliens are?
Yep.
So, do you have any other questions?
Not that I can think of.
Do you have any other questions from people on the podcast?
From people!
I
will... So, let me ask a quick intermission question. What tune's that? That's Jeopardy, isn't it?
Yes! That was Jeopardy!
Okay, so Kat, so I was thinking about the hammer, Thor, because that was his weapon. Lots of superheroes have different weapons. Is there some interesting, weird weapon that hosts use?
I can actually answer that, but yeah.
Jen can answer that question.
Okay, Jen.
You're talking about Heaven's Army. What kind of strange weapons do they have?
Maybe something...
I was hoping you would talk about that, actually.
Like, what do you have, Jen?
It says about the word being a sword, so I was just wondering.
Well, there are some hosts that can transform into the weapon, or transform into the ship, like a ship-type thing, and then they fly off to
the
battle.
A spiritual ship, right?
Yeah, a spiritual ship. And so, there are transformers...
Do they look like flying saucers, Jen?
I don't know, maybe.
They look like really
there are Transformer hosts, which is so cool.
They look like I've seen like in heaven in Michael's base. That would be the Archangel Michael people. And I've seen this huge hillside where they were going to be sent on a mission, and they were about 80 foot tall. They went up to the top of this hill. Of course, they flew up there. And then they transform one by one into this missile-type rocket, each one of them separately.
Like a transformer.
Yes. That's where that whole thing came from, by the way. Those ideas came from heaven. And then they took off in the spirit realm, but I could see them taking off like streaks of light. And then he let me see where they went out into the cosmos, where there was a battle going on over the Earth. And when they came here into their area where they were going to go forth into battle, they transformed into an entire weapon. So they transformed from their actual image.
What kind of weapon did it look like when they transformed?
It looked like something that had lightning bolts coming from it.
Okay.
But they could fly. They still could fly in this whole... like this energy of light, and lightning bolts were shooting from them into the enemies. As they were coming to fight each other.
So would that contain like that's a weapon, right? But in a there's like power there, but was it like, does it contain like love and stuff? I know it sounds crazy, but everything,
not against Hell's Army.
But so how would
the lightning that they use is from God the Father. He has lightning that's created from himself. And each lightning bolt is like a million megawatts of love. But love itself is a weapon against Hell's Army.
So that would be like inflicting, it's like a substance. Or
great pain, yes. It hits them like a lightning bolt, but what explodes around them, it burns them severely. I'm talking about spiritual beings. And that love that comes from God, even the fire that comes from God the Father, would be painful to the enemy. Anything that's evil or wicked, it would literally burn them like real fire would burn us. Mm. But for us, in the throne room, people are there worship. Lightning bolts come from the Father. They hit the redeemed who are in heaven, and they're engulfed in waves of love. So you can see the same thing that would be...
It's the same substance?
The same substance would be a weapon against hell, who hates, kills, steals, and destroys, but would be a blessing for those who live righteously and who have God. You know, we got Christ in us, right? So to that would be a blessing to us, but at the same time, that's why Satan hates love. Hmm. It steals away from him.
So with that army that you saw suddenly get sent out from that, I'm trying to imagine that image like of that mountainside and everything. Mm-hmm. Would that tie into people praying on the earth a certain time, maybe? Because like, if that love or whatever was destructing some enemy's plan, Was there like, because I've heard you, sorry, I'm getting complicated, but I've heard you talk about, you know, when they go into a meeting room and God will discuss his plans with people and stuff like that. So that attack, as it were, would have come as a result of something going on the earth in some way, as well as God's sovereign choice. Do you see what I mean? Because that would have happened as a result, probably, of something going on.
Amongst
believers, right?
Because there has to be something going on. The army doesn't just...
And that just happens a lot.
Yes, but this is when heaven's army always came from heaven. Now, there are some of the armies of heaven assigned to believers. That's a whole different thing.
Okay.
They can still just be just as dangerous to the enemy, but we now have assignments to actually send them to pull down strongholds of Satan. It says our weapons, they are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. And our number one weapon, I know that the name of Christ, the blood of Christ, okay, his word, those have always been weapons for us. But in this day that we live in, because there's great darkness on the earth, we now actually get to send the army, and we do command where they go, whatever evil is going on, we send them there to pull down the strongholds. That is something they literally do. They will get a hold of these demons that are controlling people or controlling places, and they will shred them and pull them down from that level that they're ruling from. When they're sent from heaven, and I can use Isaiah, in the book of Isaiah, it says that Michael, the captain of the host, went to the far ends of heaven to gather the army to fight on behalf of Israel. And at that time, that was pretty much the only ones they were fighting on behalf of, because we, the Christian Gentiles, weren't on the earth yet. This is only when the Jewish people represented God and who he was, and when they cried out for help to God, God would have Michael go get the army, and they would come to the earth, and they would fight on behalf of Israel. And it says that in the Bible. So
are we in a time of learning more? Like, because as we go forward in time, like, you know, as God pours out his spirit and stuff, are we basically learning, like, more about how to function in all this kind of stuff? Do you think there's a big shift?
Yeah.
A rule?
Yeah, how to rule.
It is ruling. It's called ruling. Jesus said you will rule now in this lifetime.
It's to become a lifestyle.
It's like a lifestyle, yeah. Yes. And the more you live your life according to God in his word, the more authority he gives you, more dominion you can take in the spirit realm around the world. And that is to rescue people, to put on strongholds of where people and cities are being attacked. And of course, we know there's wicked, evil people who are being controlled by Satan. This is how it works, okay? And he can't just come in his spiritual body and take over. That's not going to happen. But he uses wicked people to do evil things for him. So you're right. This is a learning curve for the body of Christ so they know who they are in Christ.
Yep.
And so we have weapons that he gave us to use. Most people just sit there and let the enemy do whatever because they don't realize they can rule with Christ right now.
So and the time of hiding in your prayer closet.
Well, that was necessary.
Yeah,
way
that
back
was
then.
Necessary.
And every now and then he may have you do that for a period. But in this time, he wants us to be seen openly. And eventually what will happen is even people will see in the spirit realm, they will see the army of heaven working with
that's
us.
That's what I can't wait.
If we don't know that they're
that's
there, if
awesome.
We don't know we have the ability to send them and command them. And God said, command ye me, which he meant in that scripture was you command.
Yeah.
Okay, you say what's going to happen. You take authority. Because if his son, Jesus said we have power over all the power of the enemy. That's not a physical enemy. That is a spiritual enemy who wants to control everybody. He, the Satan, wants a one world order so he can control everybody on the earth. And that ain't going to happen right now. That's not even going to happen. He's going to be pushed back and crushed. Every time a member of the body of Christ realizes who they are, they will not tolerate the enemy attacking them. The enemy being Satan.
Yep. Yep.
So this is a very important time to be alive. That's why he's not ending the world. We're just finding out who we are. Why would he end the world when we actually get to push back darkness, create regions of light? So guess what? We may appear like aliens at one time. We may appear in the light, walking through the walls, whatever God has made possible, whatever Christ did, we will be doing at one point on this earth, because that's his whole purpose of why he took back our dominion that he gave us. So we have a great future to look forward to. Area 51 will be nothing compared to what we literally will be doing as we live and rule on this earth with Jesus Christ.
Yep.
So get ready for the show.
It's going to be awesome.
The show has begun, and that show is us being filled with the glory of God and pushing back the enemy.
Maybe there'll be supernatural structures of God above McDonald's in the cities and regions of light.
Or a landing pad.
for a host ship.
For the host to show up on and do stuff.
Which I did find a question.
Oh, you found a question.
And it actually pertains to be...
Because we have well pushed that window for 30 minutes.
Well, I scrolled back through several of the past podcasts
that's
done.
That's quite spiritual.
Yes.
Yes, it
and
is.
And I found a question by Archie, and he wanted to know, do all the states have assigned host? Would like to see a picture of the one for Hawaii.
Oh. I have seen the host, the guardian host of Hawaii. I literally saw him when I was invited to Hawaii to speak. And people who don't know, I am a seer. That means I see in the spirit realm, like, all the time. It's hard to stay focused sometimes. But I have seen...
I have a joke about Hawaiian pizza, but it's not going to work for this.
Okay. I have seen the host, and I probably will sketch him eventually to be on some of the things that we do. But
yeah. I've heard you describe him. He sounds amazing.
Some of them look like what you would call an... native to the area.
Yeah.
Like, of course, I saw Jolt out in the middle of the Arizona desert fighting with a lightning staff and the army of darkness.
Yes.
And the crazy thing was, on the news, they had been saying they saw great lights in the desert and they didn't know what it was. And that was in the very area where I was taken and shown Jolt, who looked like what we would call a Native American.
Yeah.
But all the images on him had living eyes in them. And he had like lightning bolts for his hair. It was crazy. So he was the first one I saw over a state. He was
Sounds
over
like me
the
in
state.
The morning.
We've seen the guardian over the state of Florida. We actually do have a picture of him.
Yeah, we do. And you saw Excalibur.
Excalibur, the guardian over New York. Boy, that must be a tough job, right?
He
was in our calendar that we did.
I'm sure he's wanting God to turn him loose in New York right now.
And yes, when I was invited to Hawaii, we were on one of those little planes that jumps from island to island, and he was standing. He was so huge, he was standing over one of the islands. Now, people in the natural wouldn't see him, and his hair was amazing. He had symbols and images on him that would represent the Hawaiian islands.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just phenomenal.
Yeah.
He was bigger than the plane, of course. So it was quite interesting.
Yeah,
they
need
would
to
ask
sketch him.
Every state.
Was he tattooed then? Is that what you're saying?
I didn't see any tattoos on him, but they have markings on them. They have, well, not tattoos we would put on. God puts marks on some of the hosts to identify that tribe.
I think Jolt has lightning. Didn't Joel have
lightning bolt on him? He looked like then for that gentleman asked the question, because I've never heard you describe. Is he quite easy to describe, or is it?
I've actually already sketched him. Yeah. I sketched him when I was looking at him.
He looked like
a sketch of him.
He looked like he had the grass skirt,
sort of a grass skirt kind of a thing.
And you said he had like palm fronds.
It was his hair.
His hair
looked
was like
palm fronds coming out of his head. And he was huge.
Very, very tribal looking.
Yes, he was.
The Hawaiian Islands.
Yeah.
So.
And even though he's a spiritual being, the tone of his spiritual flesh was like what you would see as a Hawaiian would have. And so, and even had these...
very muscular.
He had on each of his wrists, it looked like almost like things made out of grass, but they were lightning bolts on his wrist that he could take and throw.
Oh, cool.
So I've never really talked that much about him before.
Yeah, you never told me
but
that.
But he's very powerfully built, and...
maybe we can somehow share the picture.
It was awesome.
Is it hard to
eventually
find?
We will share the picture.
Yeah, it's a very basic sketch, and then she's you got to take it to Walter so he can
Walter.
Oh, okay, so that's
really
to be continued.
That,
yeah, that okay,
that would be continued.
That's so cool, though.
Yeah, he is.
I think
really
we're up to our limit on podcast.
You don't know his name, though, do you?
I never asked.
Okay, well, maybe when you finish the
I have also
picture,
seen the seven angels that is called Los Angeles, means the city of angels.
Yeah.
And there are seven golden angels that are over the city of Los Angeles, because God is taking, well, we know he's taking Hollywood, he's taking Hollywood, he's taking Los Angeles for himself. And I went there and spoke five times to Hollywood movie industry people.
Yeah.
And when I went the first time, I saw them. The third time I went, they had these vials in their hands, and before we left, they poured it out over the whole city. So he had anointed the city for him to take it. So it is coming.
Wow. Well, that was a great podcast.
Yes, so
we
talked
did have
about
fun, and now I want to go visit Area 51.
We got to go to Area 51, okay?
I want to go to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, I want to go to Hawaii, too. So
I have an invitation to Hawaii.
Let's go.
We'll talk about it.
Let's go.
So it's been a lot of fun talking about Area 51.
Yes.
A lot of people take it serious.
Yes.
You know? And
but always remember to test the spirits.
When they show up. Yes. Definitely do that. The Bible says to do that. And people go, what is that? You ask that spirit. If an angel walks through the wall or some kind of a weird being walks through the wall and said, you're supposed to go with me, you do not go with them. Don't just go with them. You say, are you the spirit of the Most High God who sent his son to die for the sins of this world? And they cannot lie. They cannot say, yes, I am, if they're not. If they're not, then they'll disappear. But if they are from God, they will say, yes, I am. And I am to take you, someone said. It is okay to go if they say yes, because they are not, I think they would cease to exist if they lied against God.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you test them.
Are we done?
And we are done, I think, so.
See you later.
We had some fun. Woo-hoo! Bye.
Yes, bye.